This is Real Talk on 91.3 FM. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to it. You are still listening to Real Talk on 91.3 FM on this beautiful Friday evening. Now, the next topic is something that I am incredibly excited about because it unpacks two things that I'm personally very passionate about, but also that deserves that attention, and that being nature and recycling. Now, I don't know where it is that you find yourself at the moment, but if you are in Cape Town, South Africa, tomorrow is forecast to be another sunny day, and that means you will see our beautiful mountains packed with everything from amateur to professional hikers. And over the past few months, we have seen that the hiking community has grown exponentially, and with the coronavirus pandemic cooping us up in our homes like for months on end and worrying of catching the sneaky little virus, it's no wonder actually. If you are a frequent Facebook user, you must have come across the hashtag Fill a Bag Challenge by now. And here to tell us about this exciting initiative is one of its founders, Mr. Jihad Owen. Assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to Real Talk.
Wassalam and shukran for having me, first of all. It's a great opportunity for us to actually be here and have the chance to speak about the hashtag Fill a Bag Challenge that we've recently started. Not many people know, but I actually go by two names, originally Justin, and embraced Islam a few years ago, so I go by the name of Jihad Owen. I've been hiking myself for quite some time, and I've always been passionate about the mountains. So yeah, that's just a basic introduction of where I'm at and who I am.
Okay, awesome. You jumped the gun there, brother, because I was just about to ask you to tell us a little bit more about yourself. But what else is there to know about Jihad / Justin?
Yeah, so I started a cleaning business on my own called Deep Cleaning Solutions. So that's one of the side projects that I have at the moment. But I'm full-time employed for a company called Vox Telecom. So yeah, besides anything fitness, that's main passions that I have of mine. I do kickboxing, hiking on a frequent basis, every opportunity I get. And yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
Okay, awesome. So before we get to this amazing initiative of yours, surely you also noticed that the hiking community has grown over the past few months. Do you think it's something that will last?
To be entirely honest with you, I think anyone that had the opportunity to experience the trails and the beauty that it has to offer, especially if you introduced to the trails with a crowd and the type of group that we're going for, because our intention is to bring like-minded people together, whether you're a beginner, all levels of fitness, come out and enjoy. So with groups like us starting out, I noticed there's been a huge increase in the amount of people on the trails, and I think that's something that will definitely continue moving forward.
So you don't think that it's just because it's lockdown that people are trying to, you know, escape from their homes and finding an outlet on the mountains? You don't think once we go to level zero, let's say, people will go back to their old activities?
I think for the most part, there will be people that stuck in their ways, but there's also the possibility that once you have the experience, your mind might be changed. You know, you're open to different things, especially when it comes to things out in nature itself. You're getting a bit of a physical workout out of it, so you're taking that part out of it, and you're de-stressing while spending time with people.
Mm, totally. Talk to us now about this Fill a Bag Challenge. What is it all about? For those who may not know, fill us in.
So Fill a Bag started with our Beginners High Club, where we would go out onto the mountain, originally taking bags with for our own trash because we're quite a big group, and we decided to try and fill as many bags as possible on our way down. When we posed the idea to the group originally, the amount of enthusiasm and the amount of responses that we had from the members that was already in the group was so overwhelming that I felt we had to go with it. And when we posted our first Fill a Bag Challenge out onto social media, the amount of people that got on board, within 2 weeks, a WhatsApp group reached capacity of new members that joined us. And that's when we knew, like, we're definitely onto something with this.
Mm-hmm. So you were speaking about finding the inspiration on your first hike, right? But why do you think this is important to you and specifically the youth? Why should they go out there and make the decision to actually fill a bag?
So, you know, as I was mentioning earlier, a lot of people think that because it doesn't directly affect you in the present moment, that you can't make any sort of impact towards changing that. Whereas with these type of initiatives, not only are we trying to do a bit of cleaning up, but we're hoping to try and get the awareness out there that although you might not want to pick up litter yourself, if you don't litter as frequently, you're contributing towards that positive change.
Mm. And one thing I really like about this initiative is that it's fairly straightforward. You know, the simplicity around it is quite attractive. Do you think it could inspire similar ventures elsewhere, such as in our streets?
Once again, you know, we need to think of this entire approach with a growth mindset. And by growth mindset, I mean that although we as a beginners hiking club, our key focus is going to be on the trails. There could be many people we could cooperate with. I mean, fill a bag as an application, whether it be on the beaches, whether it be in holiday resorts, in the streets. So at some point, if we get enough traction and enough people behind this type of movement, I definitely see it being applicable elsewhere.
And then what are you trying to achieve or accomplish, you know, both short term and long term? For example, where do you see fill a bag in a couple of years from now?
I see the bag full. Now, to be entirely honest with you, we haven't thought that long term. It's more a matter of I'm going to continue setting out doing hikes, beginner hikes, and whoever would like to join and participate in the fill a bag challenge is more than welcome to. You know, essentially, it's one person's idea that can get the entire community behind it, and that's when the change happens. It won't be me and my group alone. The only way for it to be impactful is if more people get behind it and they also continue doing so.
Mm, speaking of, what has the response been like?
So, the things that's stood out the most to me, and something that each time we go on a hike, it's probably the only reward that we require as a group, but to see fellow hikers and fellow people out on the mountain complimenting us and saying good job, you know, that pat on the back, that in itself is enough encouragement for us to keep going. So not only have we had good response in on the trails itself, but on social media where people are selflessly sharing our post, trying to get people involved. Someone reached out to Table Mountain National Park and they were in contact with us. So we're getting advice and different types of assistance from all walks of life, and I think that in itself is special in terms of what's happening right now.
Mm. Also, talk to us about the importance of youth involvement in conservation and their role in climate change.
I think the youth has the most important role to play. We live in a time where things are moving so fast in terms of technological advancements. So it's important for the youth to get involved because, number one, they are the future. They are the leaders of the future. So if they are able to make the change and identify the importance of it at this stage, I think we'll lead to a society where there's more people involved in wanting to conserve and be more mindful about it. I am aware of the benefits that recycling has. I'm aware of the benefits that what our initiative does have, but I can't say that it's something that I started out since day one. And now that I've come into the space and we started playing around, I realize there's a lot more work that needs to be done. And if we can start at a younger age, I think that's where you're going to be impactful with this.
So, yeah. So obviously before we start filling the bag, we need to be on the mountain itself. Give us some hiking tips for the beginners that, you know, we're sitting in our office and we're dreaming of one day, inshallah, that we'll be on a mountain.
So if you're interested in joining a hike, you're dreaming about it, I think this is the absolutely right group for you to come join. It's beginners hikes. You don't have to have any sort of level of fitness at all. The rule of thumb is we only move as fast as the slowest person that's with us. So that way the entire group always completes the hike together. And I think that's the most rewarding part. So if you are thinking about hiking, besides hiking tips, come experience it for yourself and you'll get all the tips you need.
He's keeping the tips because he's trying to get you there. And then lastly, my brother, if people want to get a hold of you, if they want to get involved, how can they do so?
So we currently undergoing a name change. I don't know if I've mentioned to you earlier, but there's a business registered under the Trailblazers Hiking Club name. And because of that, it could cause some sort of conflict of interest. Yeah. So we are undergoing a name change, but currently our Facebook page is at Trailblazers CPT, or you can reach me on my WhatsApp number, which is 067-020-8756.
Okay, and Facebook? Are there social media platforms?
It's only those at the moment. WhatsApp and the Facebook page itself.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Mr. Jihad Owen, founder of the Fill a Bag Challenge, one of the founders, that is, Jazakallah Khair for joining us. And all the best with your endeavors. May it go from strength to strength, and may you inspire many, many other people, inshallah.
Inshallah, and Amin. Shukran for your time once again, and thanks for having me.
Afwan, Assalamu Alaikum. And with that, we'll head out for a quick ad break, and when we get back, it's more of Real Talk, inshallah.